That's the bizarre stuff. When you see the lines that are expanding, they go even further than the void beyond his existence, and nobody could see them. What is that? This is the question of Galilee. This is the precise question that he's trying to answer in this story. Yes.
How those trees were invisible to the people.
More wondrous was this than hundreds of thousands of people were passing through the desert and the plain beside them, hazarding their lives, ready to sacrifice everything in desire for shade, and making a parasol out of a woolen garment, and not seeing the shade of those at all. 100 spittings on distorted eyes. The wrath of God hath sealed their eyes, so that he should not see the moon.
What is all this about? Let's look at it again. He says, you know what? More bizarre. Do you remember? He said, I passed the bizarre, even the bizarre started to be bizarre, and I passed all that. He said, more than that is that these people, 100,000s of them, all going around and dying for a little bit of shade. They will make the dumb stuff to make some shade. And they don't see the shade of these trees. Oh, I spit on these confused vision. So I spit on that. What is this silly vision? That you desire a shade and there are these trees and you don't see the shade of them? Why? Aha, this is that stuff that we talked before and we could talk forever about. That God will seal the eye of some people not to see the light. Do you remember that? We talked about it and he said, oh, when we say God will seal it, you think that God will be angry and will take the revenge? No, because if they are not capable of and they are not ready, they will burn. Do you remember the story? No. Who remembers? The story goes like this. Our favorite prophet, our arguable stuff, Moses. Moses, we go and we talk to the God and all that stuff. And we'll come back, do you remember? His wife asked him, then what happened? He said, oh, God made me some strange stuff. He told me to put my hand in my shirt. And when I brought it out, it was like a sun. He said, let me see. Do you remember? He said, come on, lady, you will get blind. She said, okay, I'll cover one eye. So I missed one, so what? So Moses accepted. She saw it. It was so beautiful, open, and went blind. Do you remember her answer when the lady asked her, aren't you sad that you're blind in both eyes? She said, of course I am. I wish I had 1,000 eyes and all of them would be blind for that glimpse. You should remember that. Here, he goes back to that and we say, some people, they cannot see it. They cannot even see the moon in the sky. Remember the moon in the sky, the prophet, the message, the messenger. He said, they don't even see the messenger. Why? The serious stuff is, they see the little stuff, but they don't see the big stuff. They see a little bit, but they don't see the sun. But but that there is no giving up. The hope is still there. He adds it right there that even for these people who cannot see that light, there is a hope. We are not talking about hopelessness. We are talking about being in a bad state of mind. Let's talk about the caravans that are passing through, seeing those fruits falling on the earth, but they are hungry and they don't find it. Yes?
The wrath of God has sealed their eyes so that he should not see the moon, should see Suha.
He sees a mote, not the sun. Yet he is not despairing of the grace and loving kindness of God. The caravans are without food, and these fruits are dropping ripe. Oh God, what magic is this? With parched throats, the people, having fallen pell-mell to plunder, were gathering the rotten apples. Every leaf...
Excuse me, no, what was that? Nothing? Oh my God. Yes, he started to explain these fruits ripening, opening up, all those lights coming out, all of that. Suddenly it's apple. Not other fruits. Do you remember the apple? But the fruit of knowledge. That one is here suddenly. Yes. So read it again.
With parched throats, the people, having fallen pell-mell to plunder, were gathering the rotten apples.
Not the apples. These best fruit, ripe, full of light, we drop down. The people are looking for rotten apple. That rotten philosophic argument. When the enlightenment is there, the light is falling down from these trees. These are the angels of God, remember. But the people are looking for that spoiled apple, rotten apple, philosophic arguments. Yes?
Every leaf and bud of those boughs said continually, "Oh, would that my people knew."
What is that one?
Probably Arabic.
That Arabic comes from the mouth of a prophet. Who is that prophet?
Jesus
of Nazareth. Do you remember when he was crucified? On the top of the cross, he was saying, "Oh my God, please forgive them. Oh my people, if you knew." Because he knew that this is ignorance. This is stupidity that is doing this. So here, he will say that, you know what? The fruits and the blooms of these trees will say, "Oh people, if you knew." They have pity on the people who do not know. Yes?
From the direction of every tree was coming the cry, "Come toward us, O ye folk of evil fortune." From jealousy, there was coming to the trees the cry, "We have bandaged their eyes. Nay, there is no refuge."
You see what happens here? The bizarre stuff. All these trees are calling the people, "Oh, you miserable people, come here." The God will say, I excluded them. Why? There is one special word here that I have a lot of difficulties explaining it to Persians. Each time it comes, I have to tell this story, because in our language we have some other stupid meanings for that word, which is ghayrat. The simple explanation or translation is other one. Ghayr. none of this, the other one. Here you will say, Ghairat is there, because they are the other one. They are not the human beings, they are the other one. They are not the transformed one. They are not the cooked stuff, they are the raw one, those other ones. Because of that otherness, the voice will come to the trees that, these are not the people. These people are not qualified. Therefore, their eyes are sealed. Yes?
If anyone had said to them,
go in this direction, that you may be made happy by these trees, they would all have said, by divine destiny, this poor, intoxicated wretch has become mad.
What was that? A very precise explanation. Listen to this. He said, okay, the trees will call the people, please come. But the voice would say, these are the different one. So their eyes are closed. You know why? Because this is how they are. He will explain them that. If somebody would come to them and say, listen people, there are these good trees over there. Go this way. They don't listen. They will say, this stupid guy is crazy. This is that being the other one. Do you remember? The book started with listen. And they don't listen. When somebody will come to help them and show them the way, they will say, you are crazy. Why they say that? Yes.
Through long melancholy and through austerities, the brain of this poor wretch has turned putrid like an onion. He would have remained in astonishment, saying, O Lord, what is the matter? What is this veil and misguidance that is upon the
now
people?
Now this is not the Mr. Precision talking here, is it? No. Suddenly Rumi is here, looking around and saying, this fellow, looking at all this silly, stupid way, we'll wonder, what is this? Now, Rumi is here to explain to you, what is this? Why these crew are like this? First, showing them to you, yes?
The people of every sort, with manifold discernment and understanding, do not move a foot in that direction.
This is the first stuff, that these people, when you look at them, they are not unified, are they? We are unified. We are talking about unity, being together, forming that we, right? These people are just the opposite. They are so many different way. They think differently, their vision is differently, but none of them goes this way. This is the bizarre stuff. It's not that all of them are going that way, therefore are not going this way. They are going to anywhere, anyway, but not this one. Yes.
By one consent, the intelligent and acute among them have become incredulous of such a garden as this.
So they are so tightened to this idea that even the wisest of them, the cleverest of them, is denying that there is this garden and the opposite. Yes?
And undutiful. Or have I become mad and crazy? Has the devil cast something upon my head? At every moment I rub my eyes, whether I am dreaming and beholding a phantom in time. How can it be a dream? I go up the trees, I eat their fruit. How should I not believe? Again, when I look at the incredulous ones who turn aside from this orchard, devoting their lives with the utmost indigence and penury because of their desire for half an unripe grape.